Well, and there we go. That was Bobby Gimby's Canada, and that was the opening song of Canada's 1967 Expo, and it ended up becoming a radio hit. Bobby was born in Saskatchewan and was a band leader and a jingle writer, and you can probably kind of hear that in the in the song there. He did a whole bunch of commercials for Maxwell House and all these other big brands. And yeah, so you know, our 150th is coming up soon. Maybe it's time to do maybe a remake of the song for a new era. So thanks for I should introduce myself. My name is Christian Cassidy. I'm your host on West End Dumplings, the radio edition on 101.5 UMFM. And thanks for spending the dying hours of Canada, of the Canada Day long weekend with me. Just a little bit of rain, just kind of starting out there. But hopefully you're heading into town or already kind of heading back home. A little later, we're going to have a little more epic Canadian music to celebrate. And we're also going to talk about, I'm not going to talk about, Roger Currie is going to give his commentary on the Brexit and have a little Brexit music for you. And my guest, I was going to have Winnipeg Soup on the air, and they haven't shown up. So I'm not sure what the issue is. So I might actually put the show into a little bit of reverse and see if they come on down. I know they're out there. I've seen them on social media today. So hopefully it's just a little bit of car trouble or something. So maybe what I'll do first is let me jump right into Roger Currie's commentary on the Brexit, and then a song called Bex's Brexit Song, and I'll tell you more about them after we come back.
In the 46 years that I've been reporting news, I cannot recall a story quite as troubling and filled with as many unknowns as the Brexit. I know precious little about the workings of the European Union, but the same can be said, it seems, about many of the people who voted in the referendum. Google Analytics tells us one of the most frequent questions that went into the search engine after the vote was, "What is the European Union?" Other questions that now follow are many, and the list of future uncertainties is growing by the minute. Did David Cameron, the lame duck who will reside at 10 Downing Street for a few more weeks, really consider all of the possibilities when he decided to put the question to the people in a referendum? Might he have possibly guessed that a majority in Scotland would favor remaining in the EU, and a result that favored leaving would have the potential to break up the UK itself, which has been around for hundreds of years? We take it for granted that the European Union is not at all warm and fuzzy, nor can it really be described as democratic. Decisions are made by bureaucrats in Brussels, rather than by people who are elected in the 28 member countries. The political career of Margaret Thatcher came to an end 25 years ago because she was opposed to Britain's entry into the EU. She was dismissed as having lost it, but perhaps the shopkeeper's daughter knew something that others did not. Prior to the referendum, Mr. Cameron said a vote to leave the EU was comparable to jumping out of a plane without a parachute, since there was no way back. It appears that quite a few people who supported leaving now wish they had a chance to do it again. Meanwhile, the aftermath has taken some very ugly and disturbing turns. Incidents of racial hatred directed at immigrants have skyrocketed in Britain. All in all, there are very few upsides that I can find. I'm Roger Currie.
I guess it's time to say goodbye. It's time to make an exit. 52% of us decided to vote Brexit. Now we can be independent, now we can be free. Never mind that the majority of Leave campaigners had an average age of 73. At least in a few decades, when things are possibly a bit more stable, the urn containing your ashes will sit on a non-EU regulation table. So let's all say goodbye now, on the count of three. Let's all say goodbye to the pound and the British economy. Now I'm sure this doom and gloom will pass, but in the short term, let's all raise a glass, 'cause now we've put ourselves in charge.
very least we can do is to start to admit we weren't really over the war. Germany was still a bit sore. We knew another actual war would be terribly expensive. We owned too many Volkswagens to take a full offensive. Leaving Europe in the lurch now is actually kind of like a 70-year late punch to the Third Reich. We weren't really over the war. If we can piss off France, well, that's reason more. Our resentments over Dunkirk into Brexit we will funnel. You killed Nelson, that's enough to close that Channel Tunnel. Now the problems of the EU are probably not ours anymore. Unless, of course, our divisive actions spiral into another war. But don't worry, that probably won't happen. I'm sure everything will be fine. I'm just exaggerating. Don't freak out. The problems are more likely to be economically based. And in many ways, we should thank the lessons from our histories. Because if there's one thing we've learned from the Fuhrer, it's blame your problems on minorities.
And there we go, a little bit of Brexit music and Brexit commentary. Let me see, the music was from, it's called Bex's Brexit Song from Bex Willebam's YouTube channel. And she has some really great and funny songs on there, actually. And she wrote that this song is a comic attempt to cheer myself and the other remainders who are devastated by the outcome of the referendum. It's not intended to cause offense. Well, not very much, anyways. And thanks to her for her permission to play it on the air. And Roger Curry's commentary. Many of you will recognize his voice from CJOB and CBC, where he was the morning host for most of you for decades. You probably woke up with Roger Curry every morning, and he does some work and commentary and news reading over at CJNR, which is the Community Nostalgia radio station. I can't remember what their call numbers are. It's like in the 93s, I think it is. And thanks to him for letting me use his commentary. So, so I just got word that the guests aren't coming to the show. So, which is too bad because it was kind of a neat little project. I'll give you a kind of a little brief on it. It's called Winnipeg Soup, and it's sort of a crowdfunding source with a bit of a difference. Instead of being a GoFundMe page where, you know, it's a little bit impersonal. You can go there and, you know, write a story and ask for money, and people click on it and donate money. This is a little different. This is a crowdsourced, crowdfunded program. So what happens is you make application to them for a project. I think the limit is $500, and you submit to them, and then you come down and you make a pitch in front of people. And people vote on what project gets the money. The date. So July the 19th at 7 p.m. at the Handsome Daughter at 61 Sherbrooke is the event time. So you can come and listen to a number of people make their pitch, and you get to vote on who gets up to $500. So it's kind of an interesting program. You can read more about it at winnipegsoup.com. And it's a great program. I worked in politics for many, many years. And I used to always tell my bosses, you know, we'd work on these big projects, these million-dollar grants and stuff like that. And I'd always tell my bosses that, boy, if you want to make a big difference in a community, break that $1 million into hundreds of small grants. And you would make such a difference in a community. Because it's those types of things, those kind of $500, $1,000, $1,500 that, you know, different programs or ideas need that that you can't get money anywhere. It's very difficult. They are, you know, for the provincial government, federal government, it would cost, you know, $5,000 to give out a $500 grant. So so it's kind of neat to see kind of the micro granting. It's something I do in my real life nowadays. I do run a small grants program in the West End, and yeah, you can really see the difference that small amounts of money can make. So go check them out at winnipegsoup.com. And now that leaves me kind of, you know, in a radio host's kind of fearful spot when you had two guests and two guests don't come. So that means there's a lot of time to fill. And this is kind of inside baseball, but, you know, we have a kind of an automated music system. So, for instance, if I don't show up for my show, the computer takes over and just plays pre-schedule music all the way through. One of the things we're told to do when we start a show is to erase all those songs that are on the board so that you don't accidentally, you know, automatically turn it on and you're talking and the music plays. So I did that. So it means I have no music that kind of 1 hour of, you know, or 48 minutes of music I would have had in the computer is not there anymore. So I have to fill 45 minutes. I do have songs. I have about 20 minutes or so of music that I can play. But I guess, yeah. So I guess let's fill some time. So I have in front of me a copy of The Uniter. Now, that is the University of Winnipeg newspaper. And it actually publishes a couple of summer editions, which I don't think the Manitoban does. I think the Manitoban shuts down at the end of the school year. And the Uniter publishes one of its kind of really famous, it publishes like an urban issue, and its other issue that it publishes in the summer is the annual Summer Festival Guide. And this is the 8th annual Summer Festival Guide. And you can pick them up. I mean, I know they're here. They're at the University of Winnipeg. There's a bunch of sites around the city. So if you see the Uniter and you're thinking of stuff to do over the summer. It's a great paper to pick up. Not only do they have a listing and a write-up of different kind of funky festivals that are going on, but articles like the do's and don'ts of festival packing and things like that from people who are festival veterans sharing their tips and secrets with you. So let's see, what do they have kind of coming up in July? Of course, the Winnipeg Folk Festival, which most people know about, that takes place July the 7th to 10th in Birdsville Park. So if you need errands, if you have a bunch of errands you have to do and drive around the city, especially around the West End, that's a perfect time to do it because there's nobody in the West End during the Winnipeg Folk Festival. So if you're looking to get away from traffic and be able to kind of ride your bike down the middle of the street, great time to do it. Other festivals coming up is the Asham Stomper Fest. And it's coming up at the Kennesota Reedy Creek. Where is that? That's Stomper Fest. It doesn't say in the article. Da-da-da-da-da. Yes, it doesn't say, but it's Dauphin, the Dauphin area. So Kennesota Reedy Creek, it's the Asham Stomper Fest, keeping history alive and well through the fiddle and the Red River Jig. There's another festival called Nuna, which translates to now. And this festival considers modern ties to Iceland as artists converge in Winnipeg. And that's taking place at various locations and venues May the 26th to July 23rd. So it is on now. And there is a website for that, Nuna Now. So NUNANOW.com. And that's kind of interesting, considering we've all been part of that love affair with Iceland for the last 3 weeks or so with the Euro tournament. And I think they did their country proud. I'm sure there'll be a few Icelandic legends that would be passed down from generations, thanks to some of the on-field exploits. Then. Didn't do so well today. I'm not going to give it all away. Didn't do so well today, but this is certainly one for the ages. And, you know, they didn't luck out. They didn't get in because of a bad group or because they held people 0-0. They scored in every game. They took down some really big teams, and they deserved to get that far in the tournament. So now, also, kind of sticking with a bit of an Icelandic theme, the Gimli Film Festival, which has really grown in popularity over the years. And why not? You get to watch films on the beach. I mean, how more for a winter people like Manitobans, what could be more exciting? The Gimli Film Festival goes from July the 20th to the 24th, and it, of course, is in Gimli, Manitoba. And there's a whole bunch. I mean, it's a film festival. So some of the events are free. Some of the events, you can get, a whole event pass for $100. So you should go to the website and check it out. Because there's a wide variation of movies and locations. And its website is gimlifilm.com. So there we go. And let's see, what else is coming up? If anybody wants to call in, actually, I don't know what the studio number is here, but if you look it up online, you can always call and say hello to me. Let's see, we have Altona, the Altona area. We'll head south. And the Manitoba Sunflower Festival, sharing Altona's culture, takes place July 22nd to 24th in Altona, Manitoba. And most of those events are free. Some great stuff in Altona. One of my favorite places in Altona is not the Bunge Factory, but is the, I think they call it the Gallery in the Park, which is, it's an old, beautiful wooden mansion that is on a beautiful setting, historic site, and it's now an art gallery, and it's a wonderful place to walk around in, and so check that out. And they also, you know, there's a restaurant there, I can't remember the name of it, but it's a little kind of a ice cream burger joint, kind of like a VJ slash BDI, wonderful homemade ice cream sandwiches. You got to try them out when you're in Altona. So just go to the town's website, altona.ca, and there's a link on there for the Manitoba Sunflower Festival. Now, moving on, what else do we have? Oh, yeah, so we come back to Winnipeg, come back to the big city, and the Winnipeg Fringe Theatre Festival, and which I don't think this needs too much explaining. It has been around long enough that even people who don't partake in festivals know about the Fringe Festival. The festival dates this year are July the 13th to the 24th. And of course, there are various venues around the Exchange District and the downtown. The ticket price this year is $10 per show. And I believe you can get a pass. I know in past years you've been able to buy a pass and, you know, at 10 show pass or something, it knocks a few bucks off the price. But the base price for walk up is $10 per show. And they haven't announced their full lineup yet, though I notice on social media there's a few people that are kind of jumping the gun and already releasing their stuff. But the full lineup announcement will take place, oh, it did actually, on June the 20th. So that should be out now. So if you go to winnipegfringe.com, you'll be able to check out the who's performing and the venues and what genre, if you have a certain genre of play that you want to go see, line them up right now. And also, because this is a Fringe Festival, a lot of these plays have played elsewhere and come here, is you can often Google them and read reviews from other centers on the actual play itself or the performers and kind of get an idea in advance of who you want to go see. There's so much going on during the Fringe Festival that you have to be kind of strategic. You have to kind of come up with a bit of a battle plan ahead of time, or you end up not being able to get into all the shows that you want to see. So again, that's winnipegfringe.com. Now here's one that's new to me, the Fire and Water Music Festival. And it's their 10th anniversary. This takes place in Lac de Bonnie, Manitoba. And just the write-up here says, for their 10th anniversary, the Lac de Bonnie Festival is bringing back some fan favorites and offering expanded amenities. They'll have two sites available for camping, one outside the festival gates and one along the waterfront. And Lac de Bonnie actually does have some beautiful scenery around there. It'd be actually kind of nice to camp on the waterfront. The festival dates for the Fire and Water Music Festival, July the 29th to 31st in Lac de Bonnie, Manitoba. And ticket price, weekend pass is $60 for adults and $30 for youth. And there are early bird prices for the passes too. I Don't know what those are, but I bet if you go to the website, Fire N Water, so it's not Fire and Water, it's FireNWater.ca. Yes, you can check it out and maybe book your tickets, do a little camping, catch a little music, and you know, probably won't be as maybe as hectic and hairy as the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Maybe if you're thinking of building up to go to the Folk Festival, maybe something like this in Lac des Bonnes would be a good training ground for it. Oh, let's see. We'll flip the page here. La, la, la. Thank you for staying with me and reading the Uniter. In case you're wondering what I'm doing, I had a couple of guests, and they didn't show up. So I am reading the Uniter, their 8th annual summer festival guide. And we're just kind of going through all of the festivals in here. Hopefully something tweaks your interest. And, you know, really be a tourist in your own city. And you know, I know most of us, we get out to see some of the museums or some of the sites or, you know, different shows that we usually do that when tourists come to town, when we're showing people around. That's when we take them to the, you know, I think probably most people's first visit to the Museum for Human Rights will be when they're taking somebody from out of town around, not from when they're taking their own family around or their own friends around. And, you know, and it is kind of a shame. You know, it's also just even outside the community. I talked about this last week with Gordon Goldsboro that, you know, there are some wonderful little town, whether they be festivals or historic sites or just kind of cool towns to hang out in, go have ice cream and just wander around the main street that, yeah, you know, take the time, stop, go into some of these towns. Gordon was telling us about the Manitoba Historic Society's historic sites map, and where there are thousands of sites, and not just historic, but interesting sites that are plugged into the map. And that he also has kind of, there's kind of an offshoot that deals with just grain elevators. So, you know, you're driving down the highway, heading somewhere else to heading out of Manitoba. If you see a grain elevator in the distance, you know what? Head for it. Head for it. Enter it in the MHS website. The database will tell you all the history of that grain elevator. So, yeah. So in your own city, in your own province, take the time to stop and soak up some of the culture, some of the fun, and just have a good time. So we're continuing on, and we're back in Winnipeg, staying in Winnipeg, Ballet in the Park. This will be July the 27th to 29th. The Royal Winnipeg Ballet will be performing in Assiniboine Park. And it's, let me see, what? Nutcracker. So it's the Nutcracker in July. So if you're used to that that Christmas celebration, if that includes the Nutcracker, or did when you were a kid, as it does for many people, here's a chance to see it in a completely different setting, completely different season, seeing the Nutcracker while you're sweating under the sun outside. So that is Ballet in the Park, Royal Winnipeg Ballet, in Assiniboine Park at the Lyric Stage, July 27th to 29th, and it's free. World-class ballet for free. And there'll be food trucks, and the performances at night are 7:30 p.m. So it is a beautiful setting and a beautiful evening. And if you go to the RWB's website, if you want to find out more, rwb.org, and then you go to the What's On section, and it'll take you to the Ballet in the Park. Now, we were talking before about Iceland and their incredible run in the Euro 2016 soccer championship. And we talked a little earlier about Nuna, which is an Icelandic arts festival. Well, here's more. Icelinda Digga Dagarun, which is the Icelandic festival. I hope I pronounced that. Well, I know I didn't pronounce it correctly, but hopefully I pronounced it. Okay. It's the Icelandic Festival of Manitoba, and it takes place from July the 29th to August the 1st, located in Gimli, Manitoba, and pretty much everything is free. So just, you know what, go out there and hang out. Gimli is a beautiful, beautiful setting to hang out in, kind of part beach community, but, you know, great fish and chips, and they have a great museum up there, and of course the old Thorgerson's General Store that you can go into and pick up some actually some great books. If you want to find a really, really good local bookstore, the General Store, which is right kind of on the waterfront, kitty corner to the Lakeview Hotel there. Actually an amazing collection of local books and local art and things like that. So take your wallet along, do a little bit of shopping. And so that's July the 29th to August the 1st. Manitoba's Icelandic Festival, and the parade starts on the morning of August the 1st, so you'll want to be there for that. And their website, thank goodness, is not Icelandadagadigadagarun. It is actually IcelandicFestival.com, which I think is a little, which I think, thankfully, people will actually be able to find their website. So IcelandicFestival.com. Now, one of the, probably the best-known festivals in Winnipeg, probably one of the biggest, might be the biggest festival draw. Maybe the Fringe Festival, Jazz Festival, some of those might actually be topping it now. But certainly one of the stalwarts of the Winnipeg festival season is Folklorama. And it's coming back again. I can't even remember. I think 1970 is when Folklorama started. So it's been around for a long, long time. It's the granddaddy of the festivals. And I think everybody knows how Folklorama works. Various locations around the city. They alternate so many per week. And yes, and it'll be coming up this year, July 31st to August 13th. Ticket price is $6, and I believe, too, with that you can also buy a pass. So if you want to, go to the website, folklorama.ca, and check them out. Oh, let's keep on going here, reading through our list of festivals from Manitoba. The Meme Festival, which is dedicated to electronic musicians. And it's the Manitoba Electronic Music Exhibition is an electronic music event that sparked a movement 7 years ago. So if you're into that that sort of thing, festival dates, August the 11th to 14th, and the location is Old Market Square, with some events in the WAG and at Pantages Playhouse. So tickets per show, $15 to $40, or for $70 you can get a festival pass. And there'll be some after shows at the Cube in Old Market Square that you'll also be able to take in as well. And the website for that, to find out more, is memefest.ca. Now, this is a newer festival that's come to the city. I think last year was the first year that they had it on, and I had a chance to meet and talk to Sarah Stasiak, who is coordinator of it, Interstellar Rodeo. And it's come back to Winnipeg. It's the second year, and it's back with some really big names. Let's see, Margot Price, Theo and the Get Down Stay Down are two of the performers who haven't been to Winnipeg before. And a whole long, long list. This is like a three-day festival. So that is August the 12th to 14th. It'll be taking place in Winnipeg, and tickets range from $65 to $225. And Friday night, to kick stuff off, the Strumbellas will be playing at 6 p.m. So mostly in and around the Forks. It was a big hit last year, and interstellarrodeo.com is the website that you should go to check it out. Let's see, we're rounding the corner. Where are we? Okay, the Gimli Model Festival. Hey, you know what? If you're into plane modeling, which is actually kind of cool if you've ever seen a bunch of these things in action. They're bigger. They're not tiny models. They're big radio-controlled model planes. It'll be taking place August the 12th to 14th in Gimli. And you can check that out at GimliModelFest.com. The Winnipeg Barbecue and Blues Festival is back, and it takes place in Winnipeg, centered around the Burton Cummings Theater, which I still call the Walker Theater. But anyways, August the 19th to the 20th at the Burt, in and around the Burt on Smith Street. Ticket price $39 to $129. So it's the Winnipeg Barbecue and Blues Festival, founded in 2012 by the late Kevin Walters. So, yeah, there we go. Check it out. Their website, winnipegbbqandblues.ca. Now we're going to head back out of town. Mordenkorn and Apple Festival, August the 26th to 28th. And that, of course, is at the Parade Grounds on in Morden, Manitoba. And the price is free. And if you want to go check it out, cornandapple.com is the website. Manitoba Filipino Street Festival. Not in the West End, which, you know, big, huge Filipino population in the West End, but it's kind of close to the West End. The Manitoba Filipino Street Festival is taking place August the 20th, and the location is all around Winnipeg, but it kind of starts at the Northgate Shopping Center, the big parade for the day. So go to filipinostreetfestival.ca and show up on August the 20th to enjoy some of the culture and the food of Winnipeg's big Filipino community. The Rainbow Trout Music Festival, which is billed as a three-day long hug. Festival dates are August the 19th to 21, and the date is the Orozo Campground, which is south of St. Malo, Manitoba. And the ticket price is $80 for a weekend pass, which is actually really good for a weekend pass. And for more on the Rainbow Trout Music Festival, you can go to rainbowtroutmusicfestival.com. And let's see, the Odd Block Comedy Festival. South Osborne Gets Silly, August the 25th to 28th is the Odd Block Comedy Festival. Location is the Park Theater and various venues around the South Osborne neighborhood, which is actually kind of cool to see. That neighborhood has really had some, you know, I guess for the last decade or so, has really done some wonderful things. So it's nice to see them having their own festival. To find out more about the Odd Block Comedy Festival, go to oddblock.ca. And Last but not least, Shine On Festival of Music and Art, a weekend of community artists and familiar faces. And that takes place August the 25th to 28th in Cary, Manitoba, which I have to admit, I don't know where Cary, Manitoba is. So maybe I'll have to go and just find out where it is, find out about Cary, Manitoba. The full festival is $60. Day passes are $20. And so it's Shine On Fundraisers and Community Building Events, lineup TBA. And you can find them on Facebook. So again, that's the Shine On Festival of Music and Art in Cary, Manitoba. And I think that's it. That's the end. I'll go into some music now, but that's the end of the festival edition. And thank you to some of the writers in the United who helped me out here. Meg Crane, Elena Spitsinia, and Anastasia Chapelsky, who's, I believe, the editor of the Uniter, and they put out a great summer edition. So if you get a chance to catch it, pick up a copy of it and just throw it in the back of your car and just keep it there. And one of those weekends when you decide, let's get out and do something, you have it right there. So, okay, so what am I going to do now? I'm actually kind of on schedule. You know what? That I think I have enough music to kind of get us through. So I'm going to play another kind of appropriate Canadian song for the Canada Day weekend. This is "Our Hearts Go Out to You, Canada" by tenor Henry Burr, and this song is actually 100 years old. Goes back to 1916. And the reason why I wanted to play this is, though most of us are celebrating Canada Day, July the 1st, 1916 was also the start of the Battle of the Somme, which was a five-month, very bloody battle. Many Canadians, especially Newfoundlanders, lost their lives over those 5 months. And there were, if you caught the news, there was some ceremonies going on both here in Canada and in France to commemorate the 100th edition, so, or 100th anniversary of that battle. And so this song, released in 1916, Henry Burr was, I don't even know who you'd equate him to nowadays. He was just everywhere. Henry Burr, he sang covers, but he was popular in the States, popular in Canada, and there's still actually a huge body of his work that's left over. It's estimated that he recorded thousands of songs during his lifetime. So this is him from 1916. Probably, considering most of these songs were kind of sing-along songs for the troops, sadly, some of the young men who fell on July the 1st, 1916, probably sang the song at some point in a bar or a barracks or something like that. So our hearts go out to you, O Canada, by Henry Burr on 101.5 UMFM.
From out the west can do. The 40,000 men you sent in 61 will now pay back with his Yankee son of a gun. Our hearts go out to you, Canada has gone to you. From out the west can do. The 40,000 men you sent in 61 will now pay back with his Yankee son of a gun. Our hearts go out to you, Canada, hats off to you.
And there we go. Henry Burr, our hearts go out to you, O Canada, dedicated to the soldiers from 100 years ago who sadly probably heard that song and marched to their death in the Battle of the Somme. I have a couple more songs I'm going to play. The next one, I'm going to end the show, not right now, but I'm going to end the show with some of the granddaddies of Canadiana. And you can't have a show featuring great Canadian music without a bit of Stan Rogers. So here's Stan Rogers and the Northwest Passage on 101.5 UMFM.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave counsel, where his sea of flowers began, watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away, to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea.
Well, there we go. A little bit of Stan Rogers, and you can't have a Canada Day weekend musically without having some Stan Rogers in there. And Yeah, kind of. You know, I think we managed to pull through this together. Thank you for sticking with me. I have a very long song planned for the end of the show, so we should be good. But what I'll do is, you know what? I'll give you your forecast for the week coming up, just because I got time. Current conditions, it's 22, and kind of, I don't know, it doesn't look, you know, maybe a little drizzly, not completely rainy. The forecast for the week coming up ahead is actually quite nice. Tomorrow will be a little muggy. There's 60% chance of rain and thunder showers, and the high is going to be of 28. So it's going to be a little moist and sticky for those of you who don't do well in the humidity. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's 26, 24, and 25, respectively, with not a cloud in sight. Friday, a little bit cloudy, but 25 degrees. And Saturday, next Saturday, July the 9th, 27 degrees and sunny. So it looks like we're going to have a nice little stretch of high 20s, mid to high 20s weather here coming up. Let's see. Did you know the sunset today will be at 21:40? So that's for you sunset watchers. And let me see. Because they always have a historical value. Let's see. The highest recorded temperature on this day was 32.3 degrees, no thank you, in 1988. Lowest temperature recorded this day was 1.1 degree in 1972. So wouldn't want either of those. I think this kind of 23, 24 degrees that we're at now is actually quite nice. You know, and if you do go to the Environment Canada, you know, it's not the greatest thing to search. Sometimes I find with federal government sites, whether it be Environment Canada, even Library and Archives Canada, they're not the most user-friendly things to find data in. But they do have, there is historical weather, historical data charts that you can look back. And because the odd time when I've done research about, you know, plane crashes or things like that, sometimes I like to look back, or even fires, you know, when you hear firemen going out when it's, you know, in the middle of February, sometimes I'll go back and look up the data and see what the weather was like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in February 1933. And a little hard to piece together, but they do have it. So if you ever need that, go to, I think it's weather.gc.ca, and they have a button called historical data. And like I said, it's not the easiest thing to find, but you will find it. So I'd like to thank me and my guests, which were me, for today's show. And thank you if you're still listening to me, because that must have been a little bit painful out there. But hopefully one or two of those festivals tweaked some interest in you, and you're probably hopefully on the internet right now checking a few things out, maybe buying some tickets in advance, because you don't want to wait until I know a lot of Winnipeggers wait till the weekend of, but you know, especially for things like the Fringe, you know, it's hard to you know, you want to plan some of that stuff out in advance. Sometimes doing it in the moment isn't the best way to go about it. So again, I'm Christian Cassidy. This has been West End Dumplings, the radio edition, and I'm going to be back next week, hopefully with a guest. And yes, I think a guest. I think it's going to be Jeff Amey, who's a local author and a funny guy, and he's written his first novel. And I think he's my guest. So anyways, more on that if you check out, there is a Facebook page for West End Dumplings, the radio edition, and you'll find out a couple of days ahead of time exactly what's happening. And you know, keep in touch with when not only finding out what guests are, but what the podcasts. The podcasts are done usually the night of the show or the morning after, and I post them there. So if you want to relive this uncomfortable hour over and over and over again, I'll let you know when you can go download the podcast, and you can do just that. So the very last song I have for you today, and coming up next, Lyle's getting all ready for Waxy's Dargle. You can listen to some of the best in Celtic music from today and 100 years ago, I understand. He'll be doing some stuff on the Battle of the Somme as well. So stay tuned. And my last song for today, well, you can't do a Canada Day music show without some Gordon Lightfoot. And this is Canadian Railroad Trilogy on 101.5 UMFM. And we'll see you next week.
this fair land when the railroad did not run. When the wild, majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel. When the green, dark forest was too silent to be real. But time has no beginnings and the history has no bounds. As to this verdant country, they came from all around. They sailed upon her waterways and they walked the forest tall. Built the mines, the mills, and the factories for the good of us all. And when the young man's fancy had turned into the spring, the railroad men grew restless for to hear the hammers ring. Their minds were overflowing with the visions of their day. With many a fortune won and lost and many a debt to pay. For they looked in the future and wanted to see this on iron road running from the sea to the sea. Bringing the goods to a young growing land. All up from the seaboards and into their hands. Look away. Tracks and tear up the trails. Open your heart, let the lifeblood flow. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Bring in the workers and bring up the rails. We gotta lay down the tracks and tear up the trails. Open your heart, let the lifeblood flow. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Behind the blue Rockies, the sun is declining. The stars, they come stealing at the close of the day. Across the white prairie, our loved ones lie sleeping. Beyond the dark oceans, in a place far away. We are the navvies who work upon the railway. Swinging our hammers in the bright blazing. Living on stew and drinking bad whiskey. Mending our backs till the long days are done. We are the navvies who work upon the railway. Swinging our hammers in the bright blazing. Laying down track and building the bridges. Mending our backs till the railroad is done. Muskegon and into drink to the liver.